First of all, let's talk to Mattia, who's on the line. Hi, Mattia.
Hey there.
Welcome to The Naked Scientists. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
Oh, wow. It's early in the day for you.
Yeah, it is.
Well, welcome to The Naked Scientists. What's your question?
My question is, I recently listened to one of your podcasts where you did a story about AIDS and there being a possible vaccine for based on plant proteins. And one of the questions intrigued me was, if AIDS hides in our genome, how do AIDS tests that blood banks and other agencies use, how do those work?
Oh, yes, good question. Well, yes, you're right. HIV, when you become infected with HIV, it infects a class of cells that have markers on their surface called CD4 cells, and that can include white blood cells, it can include macrophages, and a whole other class of immune cells. And some of those cells become what's called productively infected. So, in other words, the virus goes in, hijacks the cell, and turns it into a virus factory. But not all cells have that happening in them. In some cells, the virus goes in. It doesn't turn it into an immediate virus factory. What it does is it makes a DNA copy of the virus RNA and integrates that DNA copy, or inserts the DNA copy of the virus genetic material inside your own DNA. And then it just turns off. And so you have cells wandering around in your body which contain HIV, they're infected with HIV, and they can turn on that HIV when they want to or when the signals are right for that to happen. But to all intents and purposes, they're just a cell going about their daily business. So how do you know that person's got HIV? Well, the tests that we do in the laboratory to detect HIV are what are called serological tests. So one test will look for antibodies, because although people don't seem to become immune to HIV, they nonetheless make huge numbers of antibodies against different parts of the virus. And so we run a blood test in which you take a sample of the patient's blood and you present that blood sample with various proteins which are made synthetically, but they're based on what's on the surface of a virus, and you look for whether antibodies in the patient's blood can bind or lock on to that surface with the viral coat on it. And if that happens, it means that it's a reaction in the test and it goes positive and we can tell. Another way to do it is, if people are just acutely infected, they've only just been infected with HIV, they may not have made any antibodies by that stage, so that sort of test would miss that. So there's also another kind of test which looks instead for virus antigen. So when the virus is growing in cells, it's producing lots of virus proteins which get spat out by cells and they go round in the bloodstream. And so you can do various tests which do the reverse of the test I just described. They have antibodies on the surface of the test plate, and those antibodies grab out of the blood any virus proteins, and so you can then detect that they've been picked up, and that gives you a positive. So there's two ways to do it, and it's all done indirectly by markers. There's a third way, which is actually doing it by DNA tests. So you can take a sample of a patient's blood and you can then do PCR, polymerase chain reaction, and you can try to amplify or copy virus DNA, and it only copies if the virus is present, and then you can detect how much virus is there, and you can even detect virus that's lurking inside your own genome. So that's basically how it works. Brilliant question. Thanks for phoning in. That's Mattia.